This afternoon, we're going to miss Sister Ivory. I remember when I baptized her, she's laughing already. she had her elbows up like this. So that's air. So that means I got to keep pushing her down to get her elbows under the water. She thought I was going to drown her. But if she would have kept her elbows together, then I could have put her down and brought her back up. And she said she thought I was trying to drown her, so I wasn't trying to drown. Are we gonna miss her and her faithfulness? You know, she hit the ground and she's been faithful. And we're appreciative of that. We won't hold you long. I want to talk about the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8.
2 Corinthians 4:8.
I'm gonna read it from the ESV version. He says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but not destroyed. It doesn't matter what you do to us, we come back. You know, the sermon is called Still I Rise. It doesn't matter what happened. As Christians, we're going to rise. You know, of course, you know, Dr. Maya Angelou had this poem called Still I Rise. It says, you may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I rise. That describes us. That describes a Christian. Another verse of that says, you may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air, I rise. And that's us. You know, we're not down, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. It doesn't matter. We're going to be all right. Amen. But just stay with the Lord. Amen. You have to stay with the Lord. So we rise when we go through troubled times. There's going to be some troubled times in this life. Yes. In 2 Timothy 3:12, it says, all who live godly shall suffer persecution. Yes. You know, we have death in our families here, and people have lost loved ones, and that's just a part of life. But it seems like when somebody dies, then something is born. Yes. It seems like God always knows just to give you enough just to keep you going and keep you encouraged. So even though you're going to be persecuted, even though you're still going to go through some trouble, still we rise. Yes. As Christians, we're going to rise. We will be okay. Amen. We teach this stuff to our children because we're not going to always be around. We want our children to know about the oneness of the church, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the family that God. We want our children to know all of these things. Oh, we teach them about math and arithmetic. It's called the 3 R, reading, writing, and arithmetic. I don't know how you get an R from arithmetic, but it was called the 3 R's. And we teach them that, but we need to teach them more about the Bible. So persecution is coming, but it doesn't matter. You remember the Weeble Wobble? You hit that thing, and it bounced right back up. Y'all probably don't know what a Weeble Wobble is. But the kids used to have it in our day, and you hit it as hard as you want, and it just kept bouncing back up. That's us. As Christians, we're going to go through some persecution. You recall, of course, in Acts 8:1. You recall the Christians being persecuted. You recall that as a result of Stephen's being killed, that fear came upon the church, which made the church disperse. And in Acts 8:1, what does he say there, Brother Williams?
And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
So persecution caused them to scatter. Mm-hmm. But guess what? They went preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
They went preaching the gospel. It doesn't matter about persecution. People are always going to talk about you. Mm-hmm. Especially if you are living righteously and trying to live righteously. Oh, they're going to put you down on your job, and they're going to put you down wherever you are. But still we rise. That's just the way it is. In Acts 11 and verse 19, Brother Williams. Acts 11:19.
Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen's, mm-hmm. traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only.
See, they scattered them, but they thought they were going to just put them out. You ever try to put out a fire and you stamp it and you put it out, you try to stamp it out and it just spreads further and further. That's what the gospel does. That's what we are. We're Christians. It doesn't matter if we're persecuted. It doesn't matter if we're knocked down. It doesn't matter because we get right back up. Amen. See, I think Dr. Maya Angelou, she doesn't really know it, but she was writing that poem about Christians. Because still, we're going to rise. It doesn't matter how hard times look. Somebody said, well, preacher, you don't know. I've gone through some things. Well, have you gone through as much as Paul? In 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 23, now I know you have trouble in your life. We all do. Let me show you what Paul went through. And not once did he leave the Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we get down sometimes. No matter what you do, you're going to get down sometimes. But just don't leave the Lord. Yeah. And in 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 23, what does he say there, brother?
Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. Mm-hmm. I am more. In labors, more abundant. Mm-hmm. In stripes, above measure. Mm-hmm. In prison, more frequent.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you gone to prison for the Lord? All right, keep going.
In death, off. Mm-hmm. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Mm-hmm. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. Mm-hmm. A night and a day I have been in the deep.
Now, don't you know you don't want to be out in the deep? You look around and you, every direction, you can't see anything. You're in the middle of the ocean. Mm-hmm. He's been beaten. You know, you remember those beatings you used to get when you were a kid, right? But these were much more severe. And you know how when your mom get the belt, you start crying before she even hits you? Because you're trying to stop her from hitting you. Never works, Brother Walker. But you say, and you still get it. And then if you say, I won't do it again, they say, I know you're not going to do it again because you shouldn't have done it in the first place. So best not to just talk. Just go ahead on again. Take your licking. But look what Paul went through. You know what Paul says? Still I rise.
Amen.
I'm not down, but I'm not forsaken. We're going to go through some things, but still like dust, we rise. What about when it comes to temptation? Temptation comes in all of our lives. You just can't follow after it.
Right.
You know, Christ was tempted on all sides. And I had a problem with that. I'm thinking, how can the Son of God be tempted? That just doesn't seem right. If he could be tempted, I could be tempted. Yeah. But the thing is, don't fall for it. There's temptations every day. You just can't fall for it. And the Bible said in Genesis 39 and verse 7, you recall, of course, Joseph. Now he was tempted. He was away from home. He was away from his family. It seems like God had forsaken him, but yet he kept his composure. Mm-hmm. And Genesis 39 and verse 7.
And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. Mm-hmm. And she said, lie with me.
Uh-huh.
But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master's want not what is with me in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he hath committed all that he has to my hand.
Mm-hmm.
There is none
now,
greater.
Now, all by all, the master didn't mean all. Mm-hmm. The master committed everything in his hand, but all didn't mean mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm. And Joseph had enough common sense to know that. Mm-hmm. And what happened, brother?
There is none greater in this house than I.
Mm-hmm.
Neither have he kept back anything from me mm-hmm. but thee, because thou art his wife.
Mm-hmm.
How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her.
Day after day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a dripping faucet. Day after day after day, she's on Joseph. What happened, brother?
And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within.
Now, you think that was coincidental? You think it just happened to be no men there? Or do you think she arranged that where she can get a hold of Joseph? What happened, brother?
And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house
mm-hmm.
and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us.
Now, you see what I'm saying is we can avoid temptation. Temptation's going to come, but we don't have to fall for it. Still, we rise. You would think a young man, a young man in his early 20s, and his mom's not around, his dad's not around, none of his family's around, and he in his mind, maybe he was thinking, you know, I could do anything I want to do. But he remembered God is always watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to tell you, temptation is going to come, but we can defeat it. We rise, we rise, we rise.
Right.
And in 1 Corinthians 10:13, brother, 1 Corinthians 10:13.
There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man.
Right.
But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able.
Uh-huh.
But will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it.
Now, he's not going to tempt us above what we're able. But we have to look for that way of escape. Because we know God made it, right? We know it's a way out. We just have to find it.
Right.
Because we don't have to be subject. We don't have to bring ourselves down, be reduced to this type of behavior. Not only that, still we rise against insurmountable odds. You ever thought about how you got here and how much it took for you to get here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of us come from backgrounds of denominationalism. And many of us come from backgrounds of poverty or backgrounds of abuse or background, but still we're here.
Right.
God blessed us to be here. Many of us come from this side of town and that side of town. We've all been through something, but God has made it able for us to deal with insurmountable odds.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let anything knock you down. You remember, of course, in 1 Samuel 17:42. Remember David? You know that David had some odds that were big. You know, Goliath was 9-10 feet tall. He was bigger than Shaq. And 1 Samuel 17:42, what did he say there, brother?
And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him,
mm-hmm.
for he was but a youth. and ruddy.
You know, the Philistine would come out every day and say, we don't need your armies and our armies. We don't need to fight. Just send me a champion. And if we beat you, then you serve us. If you beat us, then we serve you. And it would be this valley. They were both on each side of the hills, and it was this valley in between. And the Philistines said, just send us somebody to fight. And big old Goliath was out there. Guess who they sent out there? They sent David out there. And the Philistines said, what is this you doing? Who are you sending this little young whippersnapper out here? And what did he say, brother?
And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods.
Now, that's the wrong thing you need to do. You can mess with us, but don't you mess with our God. Don't you mess with our God, brother. All right, he cussed him by his God. Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going.
And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field.
Right.
Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied.
See, you've been running your mouth and you defied our God. Insurmountable odds. Still we rise, brother.
Amen.
I don't know how some of us got here. You know, I told you about when I went up to somewhere to preach, and the lady was, she was enamored by her son as a preacher. Oh, he's great, he's great. And I said, did you always know he was going to be a preacher? She said, I knew it from day one. So I called home and I asked my mom, I said, did you always knew I was going to be a preacher? She said, no, I didn't. See, you don't know where you can come to. You don't know what you can accomplish. Just stay with God, because all of us have come over some insurmountable odds, brother.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we fought some battles to get here. Don't you let anybody run you out. Somebody will say, well, they didn't speak to me. That's on them. You right. Do what you need to do to be a Christian.
Amen.
Don't let anybody run you away from the Lord. Amen. And those are some people that David wanted to fight. And the king said, you can't fight him. He's a soldier. He has credentials. He's a warrior. And David said, let me tell you what I did. David said, one day I was watching the sheep, and the lion came, and I grabbed that lion and killed him.
Uh-huh.
And he said, one day I was watching the sheep, and a bear came, and I grabbed that bear and killed. How many of you would grab a bear? over some sheep. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
Still we rise, brother.
Yes.
Don't let anybody. Well, y'all just a few bunch of Christians down there. Over there, they got 3,000. Over there, they got 5,000. You see them on TV just raising their hand. But you got to have the truth.
Amen.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Right.
Nobody wants the truth anymore. We just want these quaint stories. And you see David fought insurmountable odds. What about 1 Kings 18:18, Brother Williams? You recall Elijah, we talked about him this morning, where he stood on Mount Carmel. And he was by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood up, Brother Williams, against 850 prophets.
Right.
By himself. Now, you know you might be able to stand up against one, but 850 people? What does he say there, brother, in 1 Kings 18, verse 19?
Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel,
mm-hmm.
and the prophets of Baal, 450,
mm-hmm.
and the prophets of the grove, 400,
mm-hmm.
which eat at Jezebel's table.
850 prophets, so-called prophets. They weren't God's prophets.
Mm-hmm.
They were prophets of Jezebel. You don't want to be a prophet of Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
He had all these prophets, one man. Have you ever stood up amidst insurmountable odds? You know, it just seems like nobody's with you. You ever been somewhere and they tell you, oh, brother, I'm with you. And then as soon as you start talking, you look around, nobody's with you. I thought you had my back. And that's the way it is as Christians. Some on our jobs, wherever we are, you know, now there are classes where they're teaching these things about evolution. And evolution. And it's going to take strong people to be in those classes. and pass the class, but still let the professor know, listen, I'm going to write the answer down you want me to write down, mm-hmm. but I don't believe in that.
Amen.
And then the professor is going to try to shame you and make you look small and make you look like you're insignificant. But somebody's got to stand up for God.
Right.
And we do in the face of insurmountable odds. Still I rise, brother. Mm-hmm. Because when we're being persecuted, blessed are you when you're being persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
Not for doing wrong, but for doing good and doing things the Lord would have us to do. What else did he say, brother?
So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. Mm-hmm. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him.
Now, if he was the God that brought you through the flood, you follow him. If he's the God that saved you in the wilderness, you follow him. If he was the God to tell you to put the blood on the doorpost, you follow him. If he was the God that gave you manna from above and gave you quail and brought water from the rock, you follow him. But if Baal did all that stuff, you follow him. You already know he's the God.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what God can do for you and what God can do for me. Mm-hmm. And we'll cower down when somebody starts talking. We don't want to say anything. Our job is to stand up in the face of insurmountable odds. You know why? Because we rise.
Right.
We're perplexed. We're knocked down, but we're not knocked out. And that's the way it should be. One more thing I want you to know. When we're ridiculed, still we rise. Nobody wants to take being ridiculed. In 1 Peter 2:21, Brother Williams, 1 Peter 2:21.
For even hereunto were ye called, mm-hmm. because Christ also suffered for us, mm-hmm. leaving us an example,
right.
that ye should follow his steps,
mm-hmm.
who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
Now he was ridiculed, but he didn't come back at him. Keep going, brother.
Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again.
Uh-huh.
When he suffered, he threatened not,
mm-hmm.
but committed himself to him that judges righteously.
Don't you know you want to say something back to him? You just have to bite. Have you ever had to bite your lip? Boy, you want to say it so bad. But that's not us. That's not the character we display.
Right.
You know, I recall Brother Schmidt was saying how when Jesus washed Judas' feet, knowing that Judas was going to betray him. Don't you know? It would have been hard for us to do that. And then Jesus let Judas stick his, he says, whoever sopped in the dish is the one that, and Judas sopped his filthy, don't you know what we would have said? Get your filthy hand out of my dish. And what I'm trying to tell you is, he gave us an example. Though we're ridiculed, we don't give it back.
Right.
Because we're trying to show a good side. We're trying to show
what God is all about.
And still we rise. It doesn't matter. Go ahead. God's going to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that attitude, boy, we can make it a long way. Mm-hmm. And Matthew 5:43, Brother Williams. Matthew 5:43.
Ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But I say unto you, love your enemies,
mm-hmm.
bless them that curse you.
Now, wait a minute. You reading that right, bro? I supposed to bless the people that's cursing me?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do good to them that hate you.
Wait a minute, brother. I know. Where are your glasses?
Yeah.
Keep going.
And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you,
uh-huh.
that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven.
Uh-huh.
For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good,
uh-huh.
and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
That's the way we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be children of our Father.
Amen.
Not that we look like him physically, but we have those characteristics like our Father, because he has the sun rain on the just and on the unjust.
Yes.
That's the way we ought to be. Still we rise, brother. It doesn't matter how you treat us. You ridicule us. We're still going to be friendly towards you. You ever had somebody to treat you bad? You know, for no reason. I remember we used to be on the bridge catching those sheep heads, brother. We catch all those sheep heads, and people come by on the bridge, we're on the bridge, and people come by throwing things at you.
Mm-hmm.
People come by yelling at obscenities. They don't know me.
Yeah.
That's just the way this world is. Brother Thomas prayed for the children that are going to be out of school for the summer to keep them safe. keep our teachers safe,
yeah,
and the stuff that they're going to be going through. You know, you can't even take your children to school anymore, brother. It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, we have to show our resilience, and we have to show how Jesus did. We are supposed to do the same thing. So in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 4, Brother William, 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 4.
But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, mm-hmm, in much patience, in affliction, in necessities, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness,
mm-hmm,
by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, mm-hmm, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
We still rise, brother, no matter what the situation is. If we have, we're Christians. If we don't have, we're Christians. We treat people the way we want to be treated, because still I rise. Mm-hmm. That's the way it has to be. So Dr. Maya Angelou said, you may write me down in history. You may, with your bitter, twisted lies, you may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust I rise. Mm-hmm. She also says, you may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air I rise. That's us as Christians. I want to know if there's any here tonight that are willing to have this kind of attitude and be willing to love God no matter what happens, because you know he always has our best interests in mind. If you're willing to tonight to become a Christian and have this resiliency that no matter what happens in your life, oh yeah, there are going to be problems. He never said once you become a Christian, there's never going to be any problems. Of course there's going to be problems. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. God is always with us. That's what makes us get up, and that's what makes us keep going. If you are not a Christian, what better time to be one than to hear his word, believe what he says, repent, and confess. And if you are a Christian and you've forgotten who you belong to, and you've forgotten all the things that God has went through on your behalf and my behalf to make us family, to make us children of God. We're not just, like we said this morning about Moses. Moses was a servant in the house. We are the house. We're Christians in the house. We are the house that Jesus Christ built. I'm telling you, there's nothing greater than that. Please let that be known as together we stand and sing the song, The Invitation.
Who at my door is standing?